Hi, this is Cynthia Zim. I'll be reading the Gemini Luna Nueva from alakazam.com. Gemini Luna Nueva, Gemini New Moon, May 24th, 2009, at 3 degrees, 27 minutes Gemini, 6:11 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. This month's new moon lunation is one of the most significant lunations of the entire year. An extremely rare three-way planetary conjunction of Jupiter, Neptune, and asteroid planetoid Chiron takes place at 26 degrees Aquarius as the Sun and Moon come together at 3 degrees 27 minutes Gemini on May 24th. Why is this so unusual and significant? Jupiter and Neptune conjoin every 12 to 13 years, Jupiter and Chiron every 13 to 20 years, Chiron and Neptune every 57 to 80 years, Chiron, Neptune, and Jupiter. I personally don't have a clue as to when these three planets last conjoined, and I don't have the astrological software to find out. But I do know that their convergence in New Age Aquarius is something I'm excited about and also somewhat in awe of. This week in my Alakazam horoscope column, I wrote rather extensively about this conjunction and its meaning. What I didn't write about is the wildly dramatic and powerful invisible forces at work, not only in this lunation, but for the entire year and on up to the winter of 2012. Many of us are aware that the dawning of the Age of Aquarius took place in the revolutionary 60s at the time of the Pluto-Uranus conjunction in Virgo. The babies born at that time are now in their 40s. Our president, Barack Obama, is one of them. And the young hippies at that time, the Pluto and Leo generation, have just recently reached or are now approaching 60. The Saturn-Uranus opposition, exact on election day, November 4th, 2008, in the Virgo-Pisces polarity, is still in orb today and challenge all of us to get healthier, change our routines, improve the world, and be of service to humanity. These are times of true awakening and radical evolution. Whether we embrace these transformational energies consciously or not, metamorphosis is in the ethers and filtering down into our everyday three-dimensional physical reality. We can see the structural changes of Saturn-Uranus in our daily round. A mixed-race African-American Caucasian president is an obvious one, but the effects of the rare three-way conjunction of Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron in Aquarius are more subtle. Jupiter is the planet of belief systems, philosophy, religion, and dogma. Neptune is the planet of mystical, spiritual, and out-of-body experience. Chiron is the zodiac's wounded healer and focuses on where and how we carry pain. It encourages us to try unconventional, alternative paths to healing. The gathering in Aquarius at the time of a Gemini new moon indicates that we are ready to think differently and perceive both our neighborhoods and our world in a more expansive, more spiritually generous light. We understand the power of thought, the power of the word, and we are willing to use our minds in new ways for different results. It's time to heal the world and ourselves individually with our thoughts, our words, and deeds. It's time to engage in service, improve habits, and establish healthy daily routines. Baby steps are giant steps, and it's time to accept just how much impact we each have on the bigger picture. This new moon and coinciding planetary convergence is a call to universal healing. Chiron's rulership of Virgo and its association with divination, magic, alchemy, and esoteric wisdom compels us to look within and all around us for the messages, signs, and omens being presented to us every day in the most simple of ways. This is a time when the handwriting is truly on the proverbial wall, literally, symbolically, physically, and metaphysically. Be totally attentive at all times, and merge into the messages. Intuit the path and put healing and recovery of your spiritual, physical, and emotional health first. Drink clean water, breathe fresh air, grow herbs, and eat organic. Do what you can, when you can, one day and one step at a time. Focus on the good and do the next right thing, which sometimes means taking a nap. And remember, it's all about progress, not perfection. Simply do your best and remember that your best will change from time to time. Cultivate humility, forgive yourself and others, and be of service. Volunteer. We are all truly interconnected, people living together on one planet, brothers and sisters born of the same mother, Mother Earth. What we do and say as individuals affects and forms the collective energetic whole. We can simply no longer deny this fact. The invisible forces at work now, the electromagnetism of the cosmos, are filtering through our DNA, morphing body, mind, and spirit. Embrace the divine. Run with the wolves, race with the rain, and shine with the stars. Open to the miraculous, the impossible, and improbable. Recognize magic when you see it, hear it, and feel it. Connect with people you find uplifting, inspirational, and evolutionary, and keep connecting. They are the angels, the friends in battle, the brothers in arms, the compadres and comadres, and so are you. Happy New Moon, New Millennium, and New Age.